I'm going to trust your judgment on this one, Kelly.
Listen, Jacob Chandler said he decided to try to break a Guinness World Record and look through some possibilities before he read about this alphabet soup record. He said, you know what? I've eaten plenty of alphabet soup in my life. Never stopped to think that somebody would make a challenge out of organizing the letters.
Okay, so like you pour the can out into a bowl and then you got to organize the letters?
Yep. In the right order, he had to find the perfect size bowl and spoon, the right kind of alphabet soup with large and easily recognizable letters, and then, you know, studying how to find the difference between letters like M and W, right?
How do you know? Do you know?
I don't know. Oh. I haven't studied it like he did. Okay. You know, he had to prepare. And so he successfully broke the record by finding and organizing the 26 letters in 2 minutes and 8.6 seconds.
So how many cans of soup did he go through?
Don't know. Didn't know how much of the process it took, how many tries, unsuccessful tries it took him.
Can you use your fingers or is it just like with a spoon?
I think it's with a spoon. I haven't read all of the detailed rules, but I just know that he organized the 26 letters in 2 minutes and 8.6 seconds.
Because I feel like that's not hard. And I feel like that's a breakable Guinness Book of World Record.
Well, then you've got your weekend plans laid out, don't you?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Maybe, you know, if you're listening to this, this might be an opportunity for you to get in the book.
You too could have a plaque on the wall saying you're a Guinness World Record holder. He did this to inspire his 11-year-old to achieve his dreams.
Okay.
Right? It's good to have goals.
It is good to have goals.
Maybe you go buy a couple cans of alphabet soup, find a nice wide bowl, right? That can accommodate a line of 26 pasta letters.
Okay.
And then after, here's the bonus. After you achieve the record, mm-hmm. then you eat it.
Okay.
That's feel good. Because, hey, you get the distinction of being a Guinness World Record holder, right?
I guess so.
Am I right?
All right, that is your feel good. We do them every hour here on 99.7 DJX.
That's great.